You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, Lee, if we have any more truth about Joe Biden, we might actually talk about the $30 million his family took illegally from China.
You think we'll get that far?
I don't know. I never thought we'd get this far.
This is true.
Again, I mention this every day because one of the most just amazing things to me, and this happened in the middle of all of that campaign stuff going into November, was Catherine Herridge getting those two IRS whistleblowers, showing their faces for the first time, doing that interview. And the reason the interview was done right before the election was because the they had been gagged from talking about the $30 million the Biden family took, how Joe Biden was the big guy, took 10% of it. They laundered the money. They did not pay taxes on it. That's two felonies right there. And they took it in bribes from the Chinese Communist Party affiliated businessman. $30 million. I thought, wow, this is crazy. We now know our president was owned by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, that is quite a thing, and got no traction, none. And the whistleblowers were saying, "Look, we were silenced by the Department of Justice." Really, you were? That would have been the Department of Justice under Trump. That would have been Bill Barr. I mean, the scandal here just keeps rolling. So, I mean, if we were to have a real, I mean, by Friday, we may be talking about, hey, the guy really lock, stock, and barrel was owned by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, I don't know. Now that, you want to talk about who controls Biden? That's right there. Because that affected everything. Remember this just from over the weekend? I mean, to me, this was shockingly. This is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. They sit down with China. They say to China, look, you didn't comply with the last trade deal. And China throws it right back at them, and rightfully so. Well, Joe wasn't president. Why would we comply? We didn't have to. They're not wrong. I actually agree with the Chinese on this one. But again, when you prepay the guy's family over $30 million, he takes the bribes. He doesn't register as a foreign agent. Hunter doesn't. And then, of course, that makes you a felon, so you've got to launder the money. You can't tell the IRS about it. That's another felony on the whole family. And what did China get?
In January 2020, President Trump produced a template. We had an excellent trade agreement China, and the Biden administration chose not to enforce it. The Chinese delegation basically told us that once President Biden came into office, they just ignored their obligations. So, you know, we all already have a large framework. And to remember here, Jonathan, is that this is a pause down to 10%.
Yes, okay. So, yeah, Biden just let him do whatever. What could they were paying him? Listen to Bessent's reaction to this.
I can tell you that with a few exceptions, the countries are coming with very good proposals for us. And I look at these proposals, and you know, they want to lower their tariffs. They want to lower their non-tariff barriers. Some of them have been manipulating their currency. They've been subsidizing industry and labor. And I look at these proposals, and I think, these are excellent proposals, but I wonder, how did we get here? How did the previous administrations allow this to happen to the American people?
Well,
it's all connected. I mean,
the wand stopped with the big guy.
Yeah. Well, no, literally did.
Yeah.
And we know that. We have, I'm not going to play the audio again. $30 million, by the way, was just the main deal that the IRS was investigating when they were called off. So, you know, everybody acting like, but just even talking about this, people are saying, stop talking about this, it's old history, I don't care anymore. Well, but here's the thing, and this is the important part of it, it's not that his cognitive abilities were covered up necessarily, it's that shadow government that took advantage of that, that people grabbed the power, and what actions were taken by the executive branch that weren't known or understood by Joe? We still don't have answers on who was actually the power broker, who was actually running the place. They don't want to talk about it. Except for, and this is great, except for Van Jones. Do you see what Van Jones said?
Boy, he is always out there just throwing bombs at his former affiliates there.
Well, yeah, he can't because he and Obama are really good friends.
Yeah, he's protected.
He's exactly right. He's protected. He came out of that whole Rahm Emanuel, like David Axelrod, you know, Obama cabal. No one's going to touch him.
Susan Rice, Valerie
Jarrett. Yeah. They're, yeah. Powell, so, yeah. And so what he's doing here, when Van Jones says a thing like I'm about to play for you, this is the permission that it's okay to speak of it now. Before, you had to lie about it, but now you can speak of it.
This book is extraordinary. I don't care who you are, left, right, or otherwise. Anybody who cares about this country and about just the dynamics of power, this is The Emperor's New Clothes playing itself out in real time. Everybody knew, but everyone was afraid to say, except for David Axelrod, for 2 years, that something was wrong here. And so, I was shocked. I love Joe Biden. I don't like him. I love him. I got a chance to work with him when I was a part of the Obama administration and loved him more every day. I was shocked to see his condition when he came out, and so was the world. And that wasn't the first time he was in that condition. The book makes it very, very clear. There are people who knew and said nothing, and that is a crime against this republic, and I think the Democrats are going to pay for a long time for being a part of what is now being revealed to be a massive cover-up.
You know, he sounds just like something that we've been saying here for years.
Yes.
You know, and here is a Democrat insider, an avowed socialist, not just a Democrat, an avowed socialist, who you know, easily goes between CNN and Fox News, makes appearances there, critical of the Democrat Party and administrations. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. But and the tell with the Democrats, okay, it's always a tell if you're new to talk radio. When they say something is a conspiracy, that word is key. It means it's true. We have learned that definitively since 2016. I have yet to encounter a single conspiracy as laid out by the Democrats that was not true. So when they say it's a conspiracy, what that means, you got to flip it, got to reverse it. It's true, and that's why they don't want anybody to talk about it. And do you see this? The Daily Beast was accusing J.D. Vance of advancing the conspiracy that people used Joe Biden, used his cognitive decline to manipulate and control him.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
What happened.
I know, which is why you can't speak of it. So, meanwhile, a win for Trump at SCOTUS for now. Get this. The executive is able to use his executive authority to make immigration decisions.
Who knew?
I know. So what that means is, this is going to sound radical, if Joe Biden tells 300,000 people who do not qualify for immigration status, he just whips it out of a hat, hey, welcome to America, Trump can executively come around and say, no, you're not welcome, go home. In other words, reversing what Biden did. Uh-huh. But this is radical stuff, man. This is radical. So the Supreme Court upheld it, said, no, you cannot enjoin Trump from doing that. He gets to actually make immigration decisions, even though we don't like him. And the American people do. They are not, the left-wing judge is not happy about this, Lee.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Because it goes against their opportunity to control what goes on in this country.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're throwing absolute hissy fits. Judge Chen in San Francisco insisting, despite the Supreme Court ruling on a deadline of last night for the Trump administration to turn over documents related to the his decision to curtail temporary protective status for Venezuelans. He says the ruling by the Supreme Court is not a factor. Oh, okay. You're a district court judge, bud.
Yeah.
You don't even have national injunction authority. What the heck?
It's not a factor. It's the final word. That's the name Supreme Court.
No, this is new precedent, though. This started with the D.C. judge, Boasberg, loses at the Supreme Court. They're like, nah, you never had the authority to hear the case about the Venezuelan flight, or I'm sorry, the El Salvador flights. And he's like, okay, but I'm still appointing my own prosecutor because I'm mad Trump defied me. But, dude, you never had the authority to rule that. I don't care. They got to hand over the documents. They should have listened to me, even though I had no authority. These judges are just ignoring the Supreme Court now while accusing Trump of ignoring them. You can't make this up. Oh, you cannot make this up.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm used to blackouts in the mainstream media. Built an entire career filling in those spaces. Yeah, just on correcting the media's lies of omission and their outright lies. In fact, if the media told the truth, I don't think there would be a talk radio industry. So I'm kind of glad they lie, I guess. And every once in a while, our side does it too, like right now. It's really hard to find out what is in the big, beautiful bill. I mean, yeah, the broad brush is sure Trump's agenda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even just going to the sites I go to prep, sites that I love and get a lot of information for, there is a surprising absence of detail, and it's frustrating. I'll tell you what's going on. Those sites live by hits and clicks. I don't want to trash Trump. I don't want to trash the Republicans because Trump's going to have to sign the thing. So right now, it's really hard to find out what's actually going on with the big, beautiful bill. I've really struggled with it. So what are some signs? What are some signs that something is amiss? They're all over the place if you care to see them. Saw Moody's cut its ratings for our debt. They had delayed doing so for many years. So they're now the third rating agency to make the downgrade. And, you know, not the end of the world, I guess. Ray Dalio says it's actually a lot more serious. He's a hedge fund guy, but, you know, who knows? But to me, folks, this says it all. Moody's cuts ratings on major banks after downgrading U.S. Moody's ratings cut its ratings for deposits at Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, citing last week's downgrade of the U.S. and government's weakened ability. When they say downgrade of the U.S., they mean our debt, our treasuries, our bonds. Citing last week's downgrade of the U.S. and the government's weakened ability to support them. The lender's long-term deposit ratings were lowered by one step to AA2, Moody's third highest level. The bond grader also downgraded the senior unsecured debt ratings for some rated subsidiaries and branches of Bank of America, branch of New York Mellon Corp, cutting them from A2 to AA1. Folks, to me, this is almost a bigger deal. What is this saying? That FDIC deposit guarantee? Yeah, we're kind of sure the government could print enough money or sell enough treasuries to do it. Well, we're not actually completely sure. The bond market won't collapse anyway. In other words, remember TARP? Remember how the federal government would dive in and swoop in and save the financial system? Yeah, they're not real sure the federal government can do that. What's more, they're not real super sure that the federal government has the capacity left or even the ability to backstop deposits. Which is the heart of that. I mean, it's the backbone, it's the heart of the U.S. banking system. I'm not saying it should be, but it is. Government shouldn't actually be backing any of this with my money, but whatever they do, and now it's a financial measure. Folks, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. When you're watching, when you're the Republicans and you're watching this, and it has no effect on you, and you send Stephen Moore out there, what a joke this man is. Well, you know, we can outgrow this. We just keep spending and printing and spending. As in, and if we hit 3% growth, which we should be able to do, we'll be fine. He's on Fox Business saying this trash. Well, I'm sorry. What has been the average growth since 1990 again in the economy? 2%? Since 1990, it's been 2%? Okay. So we're not going to hit 3%. I hats off to Trump. I mean, if anybody can grow the economy, he can. But having that be your plan for the next 10 years, I'm just, as they downgrade deposit, a weakened ability to support them. I mean, you're just like, wow. But you know what? Think about this for a minute, okay? Just the market didn't like Trump's tariffs. Didn't like the uncertainty of whatever. And the bond market wobbled. And Trump didn't see that coming. Bill O'Reilly's right. He didn't see it coming. He's, I think, bought into a lot of the modern monetary theory, too. That, well, we just print money forever. It won't matter. Just print more and more and more. I mean, if we print some, more is always better. No, it's not. It's not always better. Now we're quietly quantitative easing. So it used to be we'd do QE. We'd put a press release out. Hey, we're doing QE, everybody. It's going to be great. Invest. We're going to boom. Now it's the thing of shame. The Treasury is doing it quietly. By the way, the Federal Reserve is doing it quietly. Jerome Powell, what does that mean? We're printing money and buying our bonds back. Why? No one wants to speak of it. Let's speak of it. There aren't enough buyers for the bonds, you morons. And you want to print and put out more. We can't sell what we got. So what's the solution there? Jerome Powell, whose job, our Federal Reserve Chairman, his number one job is to keep the morons, the corrupt morons in Congress, printing and printing and printing and printing and printing, whatever it takes, whatever law you got to tell. Hey, no, inflation, 4%, it's transitory. It won't go up. Wow, it hit 9%. Sorry. Yeah, that guy. That guy is printing money and buying bonds right now. about $40 billion worth. Why? To cover up for the fact there aren't enough human beings on Earth who want them. What is our solution? We'll make more. Okay. Can't backstop deposits. This is not going to end well, folks. And the plan is to assume that Trump will grow the economy at 3%. That's the plan. And if we have one hiccup, one financial disaster, one problem, one thing the government has to backstop, what do we learn when the bond market wobbled 2 weeks ago? What do we learn? We're going down. This is how we live now. And you're supposed to say it's normal. Do not criticize. Do not speak the truth or you'll be Chip Roy and someone's going to primary you. It's like we're the Democrats now. Don't speak the truth. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Folks, there's a very strange situation developing. Keep your eye on it. So you know how Donald Trump promised to find the 300,000 missing and trafficked children that Joe Biden and the Democrats didn't give a damn about? Well, they knew all about the children back when it was only 80,000 missing. The New York Times reported that many of them were being brought in by the cartel. Some of them had been kidnapped in their own countries, sold for sex here, or used as slaves, or simply vanished. Nobody knows where they went. In response to that horror show, Joe Biden, or whoever operates the auto pen, decided the thing to do was not to save the children or change the policies. No, it was to cover up the evidence. So they suspended 3 months later all DNA testing at the border, ergo eliminating any evidence of who'd come in and who brought them, and the fact that the person who brought them had no relation to them. In fact, was probably a wanted cartel member. So they were free to do what they will with the children. Democrats, y'all. So anyway, Trump comes in, the team comes in. One of their priorities is to find the 300,000 kids. They ask the departing Joe Biden administration, can you give us the addresses? Where'd you dump them? We're going to go find them. The Biden administration handed them the addresses. Almost all were fake.
Joe Biden lost over 300,000 unaccompanied migrant children, and now it's up to the Trump administration to find those kids. Sadly, they're really struggling with doing just that. HSI, according to my source, has only been able to locate about 5% of the 100,000 kids that they've been looking for. Now, I reached out to DHS on this and to see if they had any matching statistics, and they kind of did confirm it, telling me that they were able to reconnect about 5,000 unaccompanied migrant children to a guardian so far. So again, that's just 5%. Now, if you're wondering why that is, well, unfortunately, the Biden administration didn't seem to care when it came to verifying who they were handing these children off to. And we know that. We've heard this before. Whistleblowers came forward to report that. So what DHS and HSI is dealing with right now is they've been given fraudulent addresses, and it's in regards to where those children were going to be sent to. When they did some digging and tried to check up on these kids, well, in a lot of cases, these addresses didn't even exist. There's no houses there. It was something simple that the Biden administration could have looked into, but they decided not to. Now, I'm also told by my sources that a lot of these sponsors were poorly vetted by the Biden regime. We knew what was happening for a very long time right now, and that was the Biden administration was participating in one of the biggest human trafficking scandals. It's going to be a black eye in American history, and it's very, very unfortunate, of course.
Well, Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, addressed that at a speech to the Republican Legal Foundation over the weekend. What about the ones they found? There aren't many. Again, most were sent to fake addresses. What about the ones they found? Well, first he addressed the fake addresses, the list of which the Biden administration handed them.
We're showing up at parking lots, vacant homes, but we're not going to give up to everyone these kids are found.
What about the 5,000? What about the kids they're finding?
We're showing up at parking lots, vacant homes, but we're not going to give up to everyone these kids are found. So we just found one 2 days ago, an example, 14-year-old little girl living with two adult males who trafficked her. And we found her, she's pregnant from trafficking, being forced into prostitution. 14 years old. So we're taking care of her, both physically and mentally. Despite what the media says, we're not heartless. We care about these kids. I'm a father. And the reason I'm so emotional and so hard, headstrong on this issue, because I've dealt with dying children throughout my career. I've held dying children. I've held dead children. I thought the little girls as young as 9 that were raped multiple times by the criminal cartels. I'll never forget it. When you get on your knees, you talk to 9-year-old little girl, everything innocent and pure is ripped from her, and she don't believe in humanity anymore because you had a bunch of animals crawling on her and taking everything pure from her. You'll never forget it. That shit's happening every day through this trafficking, and we're going to put an end to it. Everything we can do. So 4 years waking up pissed off. I wake up now like a kid in a
candy store, he says. You know, it's weird, though. That's not the only story like that. Here's Sebastian Gorka, another member of the Trump administration, talking about what Representative Congressmember Dan Crenshaw told him.
Dan Crenshaw told me a story once of a 16-year-old girl who was smuggled across this border. The parents paid $5,000 for her to live in America, the land of milk and honey. She ended up locked in a room in New York, raped by more than a dozen men every day for 18 months until she escaped. She went to Dan Crenshaw's office, and I'm no friend of Dan Crenshaw's, okay? He's still got TDS. And that girl said to him, please close the border so another girl doesn't have to be raped by 12 strange men every day for 18 months. It's strange that Politico doesn't cover those stories. Could you tell me why?
We have covered
those stories. No, you haven't. You have not covered those stories. I'd like to see the Jocelyn Nungare, Rachel Marin stories in comparison to the Russia collusion garbage. I mean, let's be honest here.
Let's move on.
You have an agenda.
Folks, I have a feeling the story's going to get big. As we begin to try to find these children, many of them we will never find. And that is by design. I think the Democrats very clearly didn't want us to do it. You know what I started wondering about? You remember the children in cages controversy? Which was, by the way, not controversial when Obama did it. The reason the children go in cages is when the illegal immigrant children come across the border with adults. We don't know if it's your dad or your, you know, cartel pimp. We have no idea. It could be either. So we have to immediately separate you. They put one child in, you know, one enclosure and put the other guy in the other enclosure. They're breaking the law. That's what happens. You go into a cell. Obama did it. It was no big deal. Trump did it. They went wild. And we all assumed they were just lying, you know, creating a new meme, lying like they do. But why were they specifically put in cages? They were put in there until the DNA test came back. That way we could determine, okay, hey, this is your daughter. You were her father. Okay. You have a right to have custody of her, you know, be with her, or wait a minute. We just got a hit in the database. You are a known cartel member. You lied to us. You are not her father. Who is she? See the problem there? That's where they were put in cages. What did Democrats obsessively want us not to do? Don't put them in cages. Don't separate them. Let the family units go through. Family units, air quotes, family units. Mm-hmm. In other words, the cartel pimp and whatever 6-year-old they kidnapped in Guatemala is what they meant. Was there a secondary reason, a true reason they didn't want the kids in cages? Because again, the only reason they were put there was for for the DNA test to come back. They had to put them somewhere. Couldn't leave them with the adults. Could be their sex abuser. Were they trying to scuttle the DNA test the whole time to keep this flow going during the Trump years when things got a little thin? And the first thing Biden does is suspend it when the public's attention is drawn to the fact these kids are coming through. When you suspend the DNA testing, what do? You're destroying the evidence, making sure no evidence is ever collected. And then what do? They institute the family policy. You come in with a family. Guess what? We don't touch you. We assume all's great, even though it's the same cartel member bringing a different family of little girls across this week. This is a huge story, folks. Huge. Headline. And the media is acting like this is crazy, okay? Like it's a conspiracy. Whenever they use that word, conspiracy, that means it's true. Dead giveaway. Headline, Trump suggests Biden diagnosis could be part of a bigger conspiracy. Oh, you know him. He's just crazy. Well, there's this problem. See, the White House, his official doctors, you know, the ones who came out and assured us that he was fine. Biden was great. He did great. Cancer? What? No. Cancer. We would have mentioned it. How did you miss it? I mean, a PSA test, very standard for a man. Extremely so. Lee volunteered, so I know he doesn't mind me repeating it. He gets one every 6 months, and he's not even the president. I mean, he is the president of our newsroom, but I mean, you know, ain't the president of the country. This is basic medical care. Jesse Waters nailed this, and so did Donald Trump yesterday. Because Trump knows how it works. Where is Dr. Kevin O'Connor? Anybody seen him on the TV? Jesse Waters was right last night. He's got serious explaining to do. Let me bottom line this. He lied. He lied to the country. So even if the Democrats around Biden were lying and everybody else was lying, he lied. This was a significant conspiracy to fool the American people, to keep us from realizing how sick Biden was. And folks, even Ezekiel Emanuel, architect of Obamacare, went on MSNBC the other day and said, look, there is no way. He had to have it at least back as far as 21, at least, if not during the election. It just doesn't develop that slowly. Or quickly, excuse me. Unless you got a turbo cancer from the shot. Tell us that then. Now I want to know, if he didn't have that cancer a year ago, I want to know that from Dr. Kevin O'Connor. So my dad got, he got turbo cancer from the shot. No problems. Benign lesion for years and years and years and years behind one of his eye. No problem. Takes the shot, bam, grows out of control. Is that what did it? Let's have that conversation. Nobody wants to have the conversation, which is exactly why it's the conversation we should have. And Jesse Waters is right. Republicans need to impanel a joint committee, hold hearings, and subpoena the insiders and doctors who orchestrated the biggest cover-up in modern American history. Because we care about Biden's health? No. Because we care about the people who took control and seized the power when Biden was too weak to run the country. The shadow government. That's the scandal and the lies told to protect the shadow government.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.